Swamiji, in commemoration of the great event that happened this morning, would you please speak? I don't have to ask you to speak at length. That's going to be natural. Speak of the glory of Ram Nam.
Yes. Namasmarana itself is very good. Whether you take the name of Ram, whether you take the name of Shiva, whether you take of Mahadeva. But amongst them all, the glory of Ram Nam has been considered by the scriptures and all the saints of yore as something extremely special, including the head of the Savish Sanatana Dharmas, the pontiffs of the various Shankaracharya mutts. They never told, you write the mother's name, you write Shiva's name, they used to write Ram Nam. So Ram Nam has got a special effect. And what to tell about the glory of Ram Nam? I'll start it with an anecdote in the life of my Gurudev. My Gurudev, Swami Purushottamananda, used to go to Lucknow for about a couple of months every year and stay there on the banks of the Gomati River in a particular ghat called the Shukla Ghat. There is a room which was allotted for him. He had a number of disciples who used to bring the bhiksha for him so that he could eat, so that he could take his food. One day, in the same ghat, a Ramayana lecture was held for 9 days. It was called the Ramayana Navarna. Ramayana in 9 days. Panditji was giving his dissertation on Ramayana, and there was the last day when he was to end. The organizers of those lectures, they suddenly said, "Hey, there is a Swamiji here for the last 2 months. Seems to be an extremely nice Swamiji. A number of devotees come to him. Why not ask him today to speak a few words? Let us have his satsang also." So they went and requested him. Normally my Gurudev is not fond of giving lectures. So he was shy at first, but when he was persuaded by them so persistently and so perseveringly, he had to come. And when the Ramayana lecture was ended, they asked, "Swamiji, you please talk on the glory of Ram Nam." He was of middle height. He stood up, raised his right hand and said, "The glory of Ram Nam," he started. He went into samadhi state. The hand stood up as if he was paralyzed in standing, eyes closed, none of his limbs moving even a little. And none among the audience has ever seen such a scenery of a person going to samadhi when standing. People said, "What is this? What has happened?" All kept quiet. Perhaps 5 minutes passed. Everybody silently looking at my Gurudev. He came back to normalcy or abnormalcy? What will you call it? He came back, what we call the normal state, but it is an abnormal state. But he was always inside samadhi, he was always in his normal state inside at all times. And he didn't continue the talk, he was going back towards his room. Some people among the audience, they called, "Oh Swamiji, oh Swamiji." He turned back, "What? You have not told us anything about the glory of Ram Nam." He turned back towards them. "Yes. The glory of Ram Nam, you have seen. What is there to tell?" He went back to his room. So, This is an incident I remember. This happened in 1957-58. Like, I wasn't present. I went a few days later. Then the people who witnessed the scene, they related it to me. And what is the glory of Ram? In the entire Vedas proper, there are two mantras which come. All the mantras are from a subsidiary of the Vedas known as Mantra Shastra, the science of mantras and spells. While there are two great Mahamantras which occur in the very Vedas proper. And one is Om Namah Shivaya. It comes in the middle of Rudram, Shri Rudram. Namah Shivaya cha Shivataraya cha Namaste Rthyaya cha Kolyaya cha Namah Shivaya cha. So there this mantra comes. The other great Mahamantra is of the Vaishnavites, Om Namo Narayanaya. And Ram is the essence of both the mantras. How? What is meant by the essence? What do you mean by the essence of a mango? You take away its rus inside, that liquid portion. What is left? Something useless which has to be thrown into the waste paper basket. So juice is that. When once it goes out of that substance, the balance is absolutely useless and purposeless, which is fit to be thrown in the waste paper basket. Now, Om Namo Narayanaya, from that remove that one syllable Ra, then it reads Om Namo Nayanaya, Nayanaya, Nayanaya. Ayana means the final refuge, that is the moksha. Nayana means you will not get moksha, you will not get moksha. Is it not something useless? Because the juice, that raw, has gone. So only the monk is left. So Ra is the essence of that mantra. And Namah Shivaya. So that Nama, you remove Ma, then what happens? Na Shivaya, Na Shivaya. Shiva means Mangal, the welfare, the good of the people. Na Shivaya means if you do it, nobody will get any benefit. It is not for the good of the people. So, it becomes useless. So, the essence of the two mantras, the Ra from there and the Ma from here, it was joined together and it was made into Ram. It is the juice of the two, the greatest of mantras in the world. Then, Ram, you need not necessarily consider it as a god. Then doubt comes. What do you mean by Ram? Is it that hero of Ramayana who lived several centuries back and then he went back into the Saryu River along with people? He is no longer there. What is the use of chanting his name now? Well, those who are unable to believe the god, Rama is a name. In the Valmiki Ramayana, it comes, Kausalya gave birth to Ram. People objected to that sentence. What a poet is he? He has not yet been named. He can only say a boy was born to Kausalya. How can they say Ram? They said, Ram existed before that Ram was born. Ram is the name of the supreme reality, that ultimate reality, the ultimate supreme consciousness known as Satchidananda, existence, awareness and bliss, whom we call as that absolute. We may call him as the supreme God, the supreme being. We also call him as the Brahman. We got two words, Brahma and Brahman. Brahma and Brahma. Brahma is neutral gender. Brahma is that creator. He's only a potter. And he is a male. The ultimate reality and energy, you cannot classify it as a male or female. So it is, happens to be in neutral gender as Brahma. Brahma. Brahman, Brahma, it's all the same. Brahman is the root. Brahma means that supreme being. It is the first Vibhakti. So, the entire Tulsidas Ramayana starts with that. Parvati gets a doubt. When Parvati and Shiva were coming, they saw Rama going in the forest, weeping like a madman. Oh, Sita, where have you gone? Who has taken you away? And he was in tears, and Lakshmana was following him. And Shiva bowed to him from the top. He said, I bow to you, O Sachidananda, the God Absolute. Parvati asked him, what are you doing? He seems to be a madman, an ordinary mortal, who is worried that his wife has been taken away, and is going on weeping. You call him the Sachidananda, the Absolute, the immutable, the one who cannot be shaken by any grief or anything. How can it be? He said, it is impossible for me to convince you. You will have to see for yourself. Go and test him in any manner you like. Then Parvati goes a little ahead of Ram. She is crossing one road so that Rama could see. She said, Rama will come forward with all glee. Oh, Sita, I've been searching for you. You are here. Yes, Ram came running, fell down at her feet and prostrated. Because she had taken the form of Sita and she was going. But he prostrated before Sita and said, Mother, how is it you are alone? Where is Lord Shiva? She felt ashamed. She didn't reply, she went back. Then Shiva asked her, are you satisfied? No. I didn't go and test him. Halfway through I said, my husband cannot lie, so I came back. She told a deliberate lie. She wanted to save her face. She didn't want to say that she tested and found that she was wrong. So this is how that story goes in that Ramayana. So the glory of that Ram is absolutely different. Ram is only a symbol of that supreme reality. And the word Ra and Ma, they consist of two big energy capsules. The alphabets in Sanskrit, A, E, E, then ka, ka, ga, ga, nga, cha, cha, ja, ja, nya. It is not like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. And they are all called as aksharas. Akshara means the indestructible. Shara means that which is capable of being destroyed. So how these alphabets, why can't they be destroyed? When the civilization goes, there have been several civilizations, the Egyptian civilization, nobody knows how to read that Egyptian script. Now there have been inscriptions on the Pharaoh's tombs. People are unable to read them even. So all these aksharas will be lost? No, because these are special in Sanskrit. Each one is a mini capsule of energy. The entire world is being round, is being run by that Parashakti, that supreme power of the Supreme Lord, whom we call as Shakti, whom we call as the Divine Mother. It is being run by her. She has assumed 50 aspects, just like one energy, it comes as heat energy, it comes as light energy, it comes as sound energy. And the law of thermodynamics says, energy cannot be created, energy cannot be destroyed. The total energy of the world is a constant. It's a beautiful one. It joins with our philosophy. So, each one, as it contains that cosmic power, that power of that absolute, So naturally, it can never be destroyed. And each one is a particular power. And in all our Tantra Shastras, they have been given. There are 50 such letters. By omitting things which are repeated. Now, A, Am, Aha, they are all repetition of the same. So, you eliminate two of them. Then at the end, after Ha, there is a Akshara called Cha. It is a compound word of compound, it is a compound syllable of Ka and Cha. It is not independent, so leave it. Like that, you select 50. In the Lalita Sahasranama, it is told about the Divine Mother, Matrikavarna Rupini Nama, the one who is in the form of Matrikavarna, means all these Aksharas, the alphabet. Then how many such alphabets? The next Nama says, Panchachat Peter Rupini Nama. There are 50 such letters. One is called Vashini Shakti. A is called Amrita Varshini. You go on telling, for a number of years. You may live for 300 years like. It is Amrita Varshini. It rejuvenates you like the nectar of gods, like the ambrosia, like the Amrit. So, Ra and Ma have got some peculiar energies. Ra, it is called the seed of fire. Thousands of years back, they called it the seed of fire. You just think of it. Go on concentrating on it. Ra, Ra, Ram, Ram. And they say, such a heat can come inside which you cannot see outside. But within 10 feet of him, nobody can stand. He'll be burnt. This has been witnessed in Tibet. It seems the lamas used to give training for the young boys in the lamasery. They used to be ostracized in Padmasana for a number of years, sit quiet from morning to evening, concentrate on the navel. The navel is a seat of fire. Concentrating on that, you can take out the fire element. Concentrate on your heart, the entire space and beyond space it comes. So, there is a place of these five elements. So, when they do it for years together, they get a power. Just by thinking of it for a few minutes, the fire is kindled. It becomes a conflagration inside, but it is so subtle, you cannot see. And as for a test, there's apprentices of lamas are taken. In the winter, they make a big pit. They make them sit there and then completely put back the entire snow and all these ice so that only his neck and above are out. They will tell him, within 5 minutes you will get out of it without shaking your body in any way. Don't move your body, you have to get out. So he begins to think, concentrate on the drum. Concentrating on rum, rum. Such a heat emanates. Within 5 minutes, the entire snow around melts. The fellow gets up. Some Englishman, because in the British days, nobody was allowed to enter into the territory of Tibet. Some Englishman, disguised as a Nepalese laborer, he happened to get in somehow. And somewhere I have read long back, I've forgotten the name of the book. So there he had mentioned where he had witnessed such a scenery. He said he couldn't stand within 10 feet of him. Such a heat was produced. He never pronounced Ram Ram loudly. He was only thinking of it in his imagination. We call it Manasika. It is a mental repetition of the name. And that could do that. So Ra has got the effect of fire. What will this fire do, this subtle fire? We have all, what is it that prevents you from seeing the Lord who is very much seated in everybody's heart? Nobody can be nearer to you than the Supreme Lord Himself. There are a lot of impurities called too much of an attachment, hatred, jealousy, envy. So these are all. Because you think that he is separate, he is separate, he is separate, he is my friend, he is my enemy, this is my wife, this is my neighbor's wife. You think they are all separate. Absolutely not. It is the same energy which has gone into all the bulbs, whether it is 0 watt or 1000 watt. Similarly, it is the same. It is just like one actor taking the role of both Ram and Ravan. Ravan abuses Ram, but there is no heat inside, because both are the same. So in the same way, this Ra, it produces such a heat, such a fire. The fire burns away all the vasanas which have been accumulated by you for years. And it is these vasanas which create desires in your mind to repeat those very actions which you have done earlier. I am fond of going to the hotel and daily taking number of sweets. It's a vasana. I am accustomed to go to the casino and play dice. It's a vasana. I am accustomed to go to the temple daily and pray to the Lord. It's a good vasana. So, the bad vasanas are responsible for completely clouding your mind. They are superimposed on your mind, with the result you can't see the Lord, who is very evident and very apparent and is seated in your body. It is He who works through the eyes and sees. It is He who works through your ears and hears. It is He who works through your legs and walks, not your leg. When I die, my leg is there, it can't move. When I die, my eyes are staring, it cannot see. It is that energy which is walking through you, but we are not aware of it. So, Ra, it is a bulldozer. It takes away all the muck, all the impurities, which have been the greatest impediments toward realizing the Lord who is very much in you. And Ma is the rejuvenating brink of nectar. Ma is called Ma and Va, they are called Amrit Bija. The seed of Amrit, the seed of nectar, ambrosia, the divine nectar, which rejuvenates, which makes a person live long. It builds anew a beautiful building. It shakes off all the dirty buildings which we have built, based on hatred, based on envy and jealousy. They are all gone. They are beautiful. You can create a beautiful city of love, a city of harmony, a city of light, a city of congruence. That's what can happen. If you go and purchase a little land on the Arunachala hills for building a house, you can't take your masons and the laborers and go along with cement and bricks and straight away start building your house. The place is highly uneven. Not only that, there are places where there are big boulders. There are places where there are stumps of trees which have been half buried in the sand. You'll have to remove them. Take the bulldozer, that destructive mechanism which has to go and destroy all that is unwanted. Then you take your mason and the bricks and cement and build a beautiful house to your specification. The same thing happens. Ra is the bulldozer which takes away all those impediments in you, and Ma is that Amrita. So these are all beautiful mini energy capsules which work very effectively inside without your own knowledge. So writing Ram, taking the name of Ram, writing Ram, they say, is much more effective than even the Ram Nam. Taking all the names are very effective, but writing of Ram Nam is special. They call it the Likhita Japa, the written mantra. It has got better facilities. Well, the revered Swamiji who is interviewing me, Mr. Sadashivananda, he had the good fortune of hearing a real anecdote which happened in USA on an established and demonstrated glory of Ram Nam having been written. He had a friend known as Mr. Prem. He was the grandson, in some way related, almost like a grandson of Papa Ramdas of Anandashram at Kanjigad. He was running an Anandashram center somewhere near San Diego in California, like. He had visited that, our Sadashwananda Swami Sadashwananda Ji Maharaj. And his wife was a Sindhi by name Sheila. She had a sister who had a daughter. She was living alone. One day, the Sheila's sister's daughter, she fell ill badly. She was having high temperature. She couldn't open her eyes. Doctors were called. They couldn't diagnose. They called more specialists for consultation. They declared the child has a hole in the heart after taking the x-rays and all that. And they began to blame the parents. She's 6 years old and all these years have been blind. She could not have been able to walk properly. She would have been panting for breath all these days. You never noticed it. And now when it is too late, you are calling the doctors. Nothing can be done. It's now in a serious stage. If we operate, she will die. If we don't operate, she is going to die in 3 days' time. So, give her whatever she wants. Don't bother. No medicines. Allow her to die. Shocked. The mother was shocked. The only daughter of hers. She said, Prem, you must do something. Prem was equally helpless. He rang up this ashram, Anandashram. At that time, Papa Ramdas was not there. He had attained the samadhi, but the mother was there. Mother's name?
Krishnabai.
She was a great soul. She was a very great soul. She was an avatar of the Divine Mother, one could say. He rang her up, Mother, you must do something. She has to live. Otherwise, all of us have to commit suicide. She said, you ring me up after a couple of hours. She went inside. She had a room called the Ramanam Bank, where people from all parts, when they wrote the Ramanam, when the notebook was over, they used to send it to her after finishing 1 lakh, 2 lakhs, like that. She has tagged 5 lakhs of Ramanam, 5 lakhs of Ramanam, various bundles of it. The entire room was full of it. She had some 15 lakhs Ramanams, those notebooks removed, put it before the samadhi of Papa Ramdas, and she sat before that and went into meditation. Got up, she got a call. She told Prem that daughter of his sister-in-law will leave. Tomorrow evening, by 4 o'clock, she will get up. She'll be perfectly okay. The problems of will be solved. Not only that, a week later you will find some miracle also happens in that connection. I won't tell you what now. But I have taken a loan from the bank. Any loan from the bank has to be repaid. So I have taken 15 lakhs and dedicated to the Papa. So what you have to do, I don't care whether you write, your wife writes, your sister writes, and all the three write, but 15 lakhs of Ramanam should be written, and that notebook should reach me before the 30th day from today. It is not enough if you send it, it should reach me before the 30th day. Well, the child became okay the next day evening. She was feeling hungry. She took some food. She was absolutely normal life. After a week's time, when the guy checked up through x-rays or whatever it is, they found the hole has disappeared. There was no hole in the heart. That was the miracle the mother had talked about. And these three began to write. 15 lakhs is no joke within 30 days. They were all writing, writing, writing. See, Prem's wife, Sheila, she used to write and all that. She had become lax. In due course, you know, one becomes lax. For some time past, they have not been writing Ramanams much. But now they had to. All the three were forced. They never bothered about food. They never bothered about taking bath. Sometimes from somewhere they will bring a hot dog, a vegetable hot dog, a sandwich, or a pizza. They went on writing. They forgot the body. They forgot the environment. They didn't know who is writing. Only writing alone was going on. Only Ram Nam alone was going on. Finished it, sent it. It reached her before the 30th day. He went afterwards. He has now retired and he's settled at a place called Dabadiya somewhere in Maharashtra near Pune. Swamiji went a couple of years back. He stayed with him. At that time, he himself told, it is from the horse's mouth.
Yes.
Like that, several cases have happened. It emanates such a vibration, such an energy. It brings the infinite into a finite mini capsule where its power remains the same, undiminished as the entire infinity. It remains there. It is something worth seeing in your life. You just write Ram, 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 Ram daily. Yeah, minimum 108 times. It takes you only 2 to 3 minutes. I've done it all through my life. It has saved me. I was in a ministry where the labor union was very strong. They will come and thump the table. They will shake your chair. You'll be afraid. Even the top man, the one who was third or fourth in the priority in the constitution, he was afraid of them. After all, he was a small section officer, but his power was so great because they were all linked with the various ministers in those days known as Jagjivan Ram and all that. The moment you do something which is not to them, within few hours, you'll be called by the minister and you'll be suspended first. They will not ask you questions. That was the day. I used to come to the office 1 hour early, write Ram Nam, not at government time, in my own time. And then I used to attend to my work. And I had never had any problem in my entire period of about 4 years in that organization. Ram Nam, I tell you, you just think of it, it works. There is nothing like that Ram Nam. I had my own experience. In my pre-monk days, the government had sent me as a specialist to the government of Tanzania and East Africa. Nearly 10 years after marriage, there was no child. But there a child was born. The lady was admitted in Aga Khan Hospital, a private hospital run by Muslims. Indian Muslims, all of them mostly. The child was okay, the boy, first 3-4 days. On the fourth day when I went during the period allotted for the outsiders to meet the patients, I found the lady lying alone and weeping in her room. I said, what is the matter? The child wasn't there. She said, the child had developed some fever-like. They took from the jugular vein some blood for test. They found it has got a disease for which there is no cure. It is called ABO incompatibility. Some indirect, you see, there are categories of blood like O positive and all that, A, B positive and all that. So the child had B positive, but some indirect blood has come inside and it was eating it away every day. The indirect blood percentage in the first day was 20% like. When once it reaches beyond 80 to 90, the child is gone. And nothing can be done. Everything was stopped, all food intake was stopped. Child of 4 days. They were perhaps giving some glucose water, just pouring a few drops through a sponge-like thing in his mouth. It was kept inside an air-conditioned room. And the lady was distraught. Oh Lord, after 10 years, a child, and this is the case, it is going to die. He says within 9 days or 10 days. Well, I said, let me consult the doctor and come back. It is quite a distance. It is a very big hospital. So I went to the lady doctor who was in charge. Her name was Mrs. Valiani. She originally belonged to Hyderabad. She had married a Muslim there. She said, I'm sorry, this is the situation. Nothing can be done. And if at all, there is a machine we have already intended to send it, to get it by air from UK. The entire blood from the body is sucked by one wall. Simultaneously, within 1/24th of a second, the correct, the proper type of blood is infused into the body. I said, well, I think we had succeeded in some cases. She said, this is a very, very rare disease. We have got it twice. In both the cases, we did thus, that blood fusion, infusion. But we did very well, but the children died within 3 to 4 days' time. So I can't guarantee its result. I said, okay. I have to sign some indemnity certificate that if the child dies, I won't hold the hospital as responsible and all that. I was walking back. In those 4.5 years' time, I forgot God, I forgot meditation, I forgot my guru. Because I was so busy. Number one, the heaviness of the workload, arrears of 15 years, which I had to clear. And I was appearing for some London examinations. Every 6 months I had to take one part consisting of 4 subjects, many of them new subjects, like statistics, econometrics, which are all new subjects for me. And we had parties because there is a limited number of Indians. Every day there would be a party in somebody's house. And I had to attend. Thus, I forgot Lord. I forgot meditation. But the Lord didn't forget me. My Guru didn't forget me. 1961, we had attained Samadhi. I'm talking of 1971. March 1st or 2nd line. March 1st, 3 days or 4 days after the child's birth. I hear my Gurudev's voice. Hey, ask the mother of the child to write Ram Nam. Things will be okay. I said, this should be an illusion. Why my guru should choose to talk to me? There have been greater monks and all that. I am an ordinary fellow. He's even forgotten him for the past 4.5 years. And why should he talk to me? I think it's a delusion of my own mind. I'd never had any direct acquaintance with Ram Nam till then. We know that Ram Nam people write, but I had nothing to do directly with it. That is the first time that Ram Nam came to me. When he said, ask her to write Ram Nam. I go a few steps further, the same command was repeated. When after knowing it's a delusion and still when it is repeated, I thought it cannot be a delusion. But the point was that lady was born and bred up in Bombay. In her house, nobody had bothered to have even a photo of God. They said, God is happy in his own place. When we are happy in our own place, why bother him? They never used to bother the Lord at any time by doing arati or prayers or things like that. They say, let him remain undisturbed. And to her, if I am going to tell my Gurudev came, she wouldn't believe it. She will say, if I am to write, why didn't he come to me? Was it too far? Or she might have, why didn't he ask you? You are his disciple, not me. Why didn't he ask you to write? See, all these questions, I had no time to ask. It was an invisible voice. How could I ask it? Well, anyway, when I went and I was told that they are going to import an equipment and all this, she was not interested. She began to weep. I said, look here. I have heard from great saints that in time of the highest crisis, when you have no help from anywhere, the only strength is the Lord's name, Rama's name. Nirbal ko bal Ram. For the weak person, the only strength lies in Ram Nam and Ram. I told her, What should I do about it? I said, write Ram Ram, Devi. Writing Ram Ram means? I said, write Ram, Ram, Ram in any language, in Sanskrit or in Hindi or in English, in any language you like. She never raised a single objection. She never asked me a single question. She said, get me some notebooks and ball pen. I just ran out, brought a notebook and a few refills and ball pen. She went on writing Ram Nam. Whenever I came, she never saw towards me. She was writing it. She was having her meals there. I was cooking for myself in my own house. That's all. And we used to come, I used to come in the morning, one hour, evening, one hour, the child was not there. And like a fool, I was just sitting for half an hour and going in. On the fifth day, one of the junior doctors accosted me and told me, oh, you are the father of that child, which has got AB1 compatibility. Look here. Then I thought the child is gone live. He said, there has been a miracle. Yesterday it has gone to 70%, and today, when we got the blood tested, it has come down to 30%. We couldn't believe it. We sent to another hospital called Mohimbili Hospital, again for the second checkup, the same result came, 30%. But keep our fingers crossed and pray to Allah, because we don't know, tomorrow it may again shoot up. But this is something which is unheard of. Every day, the indirect blood eating away the real blood cells, it will grow fatter. It can never grow thinner and thinner and wane. It is impossible. So this is neither told anywhere in any books, nor is it possible. It is something strange like, let us watch. First day there is a spectacular drop from 70 or 75 to 30. The second day onwards, some 10, 15, like that, just coming down, coming down. On the 10th day from the day she started, it came nil. They said, it is impossible. The impossible became possible due to Ram Nam, which was continuously writing. That cannot be any other reason. There was never any medicine given. The child ought to have died on the 9th day or the 10th day. But it survived. The doctor said, now you can get some milk powders imported from USA and all that are available. And if you want, better keep the child and the mother for 10 days more till they pick up their health. And the child was taken home. The mother said, what could be the name like? A few months earlier when the child was in the womb, she had told, look here, you people come from some traditional families where they keep the old the age-old names like Narayan, Keshav, Madhavan, they don't carry weight. The children will have to go to foreign countries to study and all that. They should have some catchy names. I said, I don't mind. Have Hitler, Lenin, whatever you like. I don't mind. Our chief minister of Tamil Nadu's son is called Stalin. Why not? So you have the name, any name. Now again, she asked me, what name should we keep? I said, the delegation has already been given to you. She said, don't joke. The child has survived because of Ram Nam, so I want to make his name as Ramchandra. There is a name given to him. The boy did his engineering. I don't know afterwards what has happened to them, whether they are alive or otherwise. I have absolutely no idea about them. So, this is a practical experience. I had much more. And in the recent past, so many had come to me for so many difficulties. Well, I tell you, it has done spectacular benefits to them all. Spectacular benefits, they have all come out. I never even believed, because I couldn't tell them anything else. So I thought and thought, and finally said, you write Ram Nam. And because I was not to go back to Gujarat for another 2-3 years, let us see. But I was surprised when I went 2-3 years later, and those very people came and they said, Swamiji, thank you very much. Within 6 months, our problems are clear. This happened. My son came out of the jail, and my son who lost his eyesight as well as this thing by falling down, he has regained, he has begun to go to the school. The child was brought. infinite cases. That's all. Her own sister's children, they're all now engineers and all that. Many of them had a lot of practical experiences. Our Kalpagam, she herself had an experience more than once. So, this Ramnam is a talisman not only in this world. It is the best of the names for attaining the highest, the emancipated moksha. Unfortunately for most of us, if you are beset with stress and distress, sufferings in this world, till they are removed to some extent, you will not have the peace of mind to think of God. So it is very essential that something should be done to eliminate those sufferings and distress to some extent, so that you can chant Ram Nam and write Ram Nam and strengthen yourself, so that for the future this will become an umbrella. Nothing will be able to penetrate through it. Ram Nam will be, you may call it an iron chain shut through which no bombs can penetrate. No danger can attack them. And several cases I have witnessed. Glory to Ram, Jai Ram Ji ki. Well, there is nothing else I can add to it. Ram, Nam, it is the very infinite, it is the very absolute, but the infinite cannot be brought in any plate. There is a Ganges, it's all running. How can you bring it from Haridwar to Bangalore? The only way is to take a limited vessel and bring it in a water bottle. So the infinite has to be brought in a finite bottle. Ram is the most finite, the smallest of the water bottles in which you can bring the great, the compassionate, infinite, the Lord. And He can purify you, He can sanctify you, He can protect you, He can save you, not only from the present dangers, from the ultimate danger of life and death, and He can grant you immortality forever, and you will be able to unite with the totality, so that there will never more any sorrows or sufferings in this life. Hari Om.
Om Shri Ram.